Please be seated.
我们继续新约概论。
Let us continue to study the Old New Testament.
我们今天早上查考到帖撒罗尼迦后书。
This morning we have talked about Second Thessalonians.
现在进到提摩太前后书。
Now we are going to start First and Second Timothy.
提摩太前后书在讲什么呢？
What does the book of Timothy tell us?
就是保罗对他的后继者提摩太的一个教导。
It is Paul talking to his successor Timothy.
我们知道圣公是一代传一代。
We know that the Holy Work is passed down from one generation to the next.
那上一代要把下一代带领教导，让他有属灵的装备来继承神的工作。
And therefore the previous generation will teach and equip the second generation so that they will be ready for the holy work.
那提摩太是保罗在宣道旅程中拣选的一个年轻人。
And Timothy was a young man that Paul had chosen during his journey through preaching.
那在提摩太后书里面，保罗，我们就知道那是保罗写的最后一封书信。
And Second Timothy, as we know, is the last letter that Paul has written.
他说美好的仗我打过了。
He said, I have fought the great war.
当跑了路我跑尽了。
I have run the race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
那从此有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And now the crown of glory has been saved up for me.
很显然到提摩太后书保罗的工作就结束了。
So it is obvious to us that by the end of Second Timothy, Paul has rested his work.
那在这个工作交给提摩太之前呢，对提摩太的一些指示。
And therefore, before he handed over his job to Timothy, he had given him a few pointers.
我们现在看提摩太前书第一章。
So let us look at First Timothy chapter one.
第三节。
Chapter one, verse three.
第四节，请。
Verse four. Verse three. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus so that you may command certain men not to teach false doctrine any longer. Four.Nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. These promote controversy rather than God's work.
保罗吩咐提摩太第一件事情，也是最重要一件事情。
The first thing that Paul told Timothy, and also the utmost important,
就是在教会里面要吩咐几个人不可传异教。
They must command a few certain men to not teach false doctrines.
那英文 false doctrine 错误的什么 doctrine 是什么？教义啊。
So not to teach false doctrines.
然后不要讲荒谬无凭的话语。
And not to devote themselves to myths.
这个就是一些好像很玄妙，但是没有圣经根据的。
And these are things that have no biblical references.
还有无穷的家谱。
And endless genealogy.
这个是自生辩论，对我们的信仰没有造就。
Because these promote controversy and has nothing to do with the people's faith.
那为什么特别强调不可传异教？
So why did Paul especially emphasize they not to teach any false doctrines?
因为这个传异教对教会会伤害很大。
Because the teaching of false doctrine will promote great danger to a church.
我们教会合一是因为真理合一。
Our church unites because of the truth.
所谓真理就是得救的教义。
Therefore, the truth is the doctrine for salvation.
但是如果得救的教义传得不一样。
But if this doctrine goes astray,
有的赞成，有的不赞成，教会就不能同心了。
People cannot agree on the doctrine that the church cannot be unified.
那更严重，教会会分裂。
And even worse, the church might be divided.
所以我们看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse 3. Chapter 6, verse 3. If anyone teaches false doctrines and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching.
第四节。
Number 4, he is conceited and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions.
这个地方讲，如果传异教就不服从主耶稣那纯正的话语。
Here says that if anyone teaches false doctrine, then they does not agree to the pure teachings of Jesus Christ.
那第四节。
Verse 4.
这样就会生出争辩的言辞，生出嫉妒纷争，毁谤妄语。
then out of these false doctrines, they will produce unhealthy controversies and quarrels.
所以这个传不同的教义对教会的伤害会非常大。
Therefore, having false doctrines circulate among the church will be a very bad impact towards the church.
教会不是学术机构。
A church is not an academic system.
学术机构是越多不同的理论这个越好。
Academic institution, they like to talk about different theories.
但是在教会里面，这个教义是只有一种。
But within the church, there is only one true doctrine.
就是根据圣经神启示我们的。
Which is according to the Bible and revealed to us by the Lord.
这是保罗对提摩太一个很重要的吩咐。
And so this is a very important reminder that Paul had made to Timothy.
那在提摩太前后书里面也对提摩太在教会应该怎么做有一个指示。
And through 1st and 2nd Timothy, Paul also gave Timothy a lot of commands as to in regards to how to deal with church matters.
所以第三章就在提到教会里面应该设立长老执事。
So in chapter 3, he talked about how to establish elders and deacons and overseers.
那这是圣职啊。
So it is to install holy workers.
那第一节。
First one, here is a trustworthy saying, if anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task.
这里说想得监督的职分是羡慕善工。
If anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, then he desires a noble task.
为什么？
Why is this so?
第一个。
Firstly,
这个监督的职分条件非常高。
To be an overseer, you must qualify as a very high standard of qualification.
所以如果第二节读下去。
So if you continue reading verse 2 onward.
他做一个人的丈夫。
As a husband.
有节制自守。
He has to have temperament, self-control.
端庄乐意接待远人。
Respectable, hospitable, able to teach.
善于教导。
Able to teach.
然后第三节这个教导就是教导真理。
He must be able to teach the truth.
那讲第三节就讲到他跟人的关系。
Verse 3 talks about how he should the relationship between him and others.
第四节就是讲他自己的家庭。
Verse 4 talks about how he should manage his own family.
所以这个条件非常高。
So this is a very high standard.
所以如果要做监督这个灵性要相当的成长。
So if one were to become an overseer in church, they have to have a very high spirituality.
那第二个，这个监督的责任非常大。
Secondly, an overseer has great responsibilities.
这个不是头衔按立一个长老，然后当装饰品。
It is not just a name. You are not ordained just to be a decoration in church.
那如果这样的案例跟不案例是一样的。
Because if you do not do work, then it doesn't make any sense.
那到了彼得后书里面要讲这个监督是牧者。
And also,
前书是牧者。
And First Peter tells us that the overseer is also a shepherd.
他要牧养神的群羊。
They must take care of, attend to the flock.
那要做群羊的榜样。
And they have to be the model to the flock.
这个是相当辛苦的。
And this is a great responsibility.
所以如果我们了解他的灵性要求很高，他的责任很大，还是想要有这个职分，那就是羡慕善工。
So if a person understands that he will be held to the highest standard and he has to have good conduct, then he truly desires a noble task.
那提摩太前书三章八节开始就在讲做执事的。
So first Timothy chapter 3, verse 8 onward talks about deacons.
第八节第九节就是要固守真道的奥秘。
Verse 9, they said that deacons they must keep hold of the deep truth of the faith.
所以这个长老执事跟传道者最重要的责任就是持守纯正的真理。
So the elders and preachers and overseers of the church, their main responsibility is to keep hold of the truth.
那接下来保罗就勉励提摩太。
And then Paul encourages Timothy.
第四章十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16. 16. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them. Because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
耶稣说要谨慎自己跟自己的教训。
So it says that you have to watch your life and doctrines.
谨慎自己就是谨慎自己的 灵性。
So to watch your life is to watch your conduct and your spirituality.
这样才能得救。
That is how you will be saved.
如果很认真做圣工，但是在灵修上没有警醒，有时候连得救都有问题。
If you work hard, but you do not watch, you are not cautious towards your spirituality, then sometimes you may not even be able to be saved.
所以在服事的道路上跌倒的不一定是工作不认真，常常是非常认真的。
Those who stumble while they work may not be the ones who do not work diligently. Oftentimes are those who work hard.
就是没有谨慎自己。
However, they worked without caution.
那下面说要谨慎自己的教训。
Onward it says that you have to guard the doctrine closely.
就是我们讲的要符合圣经。
You have to teach according to the Bible.
那这样就能够救听见的人。
That way you can save you and your hearers.
这是提摩太的勉励。
So this is Paul's encouragement to Timothy.
做侍奉的工作要非常的谨慎。
As a worker of God, they have to be very careful.
通过我们的服事，我们自己可以得救，也让我们所服事的信徒可以得救。
So through his service, not only he can save himself, he can also save those members who hear him.
那接下去他就再提到要追求跟逃避的事情。
And then he continues to talk about pursuing and escaping.
我们看第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
十一节。
Chapter 6, verse 11. Verse 11, but you, men of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness.
这个地方讲要逃避。
Here it says that you have to flee.
那要逃避什么？
What are you fleeing from?
这十一节说逃避这些事。
Verse 11 says you flee, you should flee from all this.
这个这些事如果在前面一点就是在第十节。
So the things that are mentioned in verse 10 are the things that you should flee from.
就是要逃避贪财。
Flee from the love of money.
因为贪财是万恶之根啊。
Because money is the root of all kinds of evil.
人一旦有了贪就会生活就会离开真道的原则。
So when people, when they're eager for money, they will wander away from the truth.
然后最后的结果就很多的愁苦刺透。
In the end, what the result is that they will be pierced by themselves with many griefs.
那什么叫做贪？
What is greediness?
圣经里面给我们很多的原则。
The Bible has told us a lot of different principles.
急速发财，这个就是贪。
To become wealthy overnight, that is greedy.
这个急速发财就会去赌博。
To want to become wealthy overnight, you might go about gambling.
那用不正当的方法发财，这个也是贪。
You may try to gain wealth from deceitful ways.
比方说逃税。
You may try to save on tax.
诈欺。
You can
欺骗。
Extort others.
但是有一点大家比较不在意的。
But there's one thing that we often neglect.
我们的生活应该有三部分。
And in our life of faith, there's three parts.
以撒搬到别示巴，他做三件事情。
When Isaac moved to Beersheba, he did three things.
第一个，筑一座坛。
First, he built an altar.
第二个，支搭帐篷。
Then he built his tent.
第三个，挖一口井。
Then he dug for a well.
表示我们的生活应该有信仰生活。
Therefore, our life, we must first have our faith.
家庭生活。
And our family.
还有职业生活。
And lastly, our business.
什么是贪？
What is greedy?
把信仰生活跟家庭生活的时间全部用来赚钱，就是贪。
If you use the time for your faith and your family towards making money, then you are greedy.
那这样下去第一个信仰会发生问题。
If you continue this way, first of all, your faith will be in trouble.
第二个家庭会发生问题。
Then your family will be in trouble.
所以这个贪财是万恶之根，不一定指着我去偷去抢，或者不一定我去赌博。
So greed for money is the origin of all sin. It does not mean that you go and rob someone.
就是把钱当作神这样去追求，而不顾家庭，不顾信仰。
As long as you pursue money like God and you neglect your family and your faith,
到最后就会我们的生活就偏离了道理。
In the end, you will stray from the true path.
那到最后你就发现了很多痛苦在前面。
In the end, you will see you will live with many griefs.
所以这个保罗告诉提摩太要逃避贪财。
This is what Paul urges Timothy to flee from.
那二十节。
Verse 20.
说要躲避世俗的虚谈。
Verse 20, it says that turn away from godless chatter.
还有敌真道似是而非的学问。
And the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge.
哦，这个世俗的虚谈会跟真道会冲突。
Because worldly knowledge will sometimes contradict with the truth of God.
比方说讲算命。
For example, fortune telling.
哦，还有讲这个风水。
For example, 风水。
哦，这个都跟圣经有冲突。
He's deviated from the truth of the God of the Bible.
哦，还有一个青年呢，他觉得很困惑。
And there was once a youth. He was very he was very confused.
因为他爸爸去读了所谓姓名学一本书，叫姓名学。
Because his father read about name how to decipher names.
然后就要叫他改名字。
And then he decided to change his name.
改名字，你的命运才会好。
The father decided to change his name to change his luck.
这个是。似是而非的。
And this is false knowledge.
好，信主耶稣，每个人命都是好的。
When you are a believer of God, you are all very lucky.
如果我们追求神跟我们同在，恩典够用。
If you pursue for God's abundance, then you will have enough grace.
没有一个人命不好的。
Nobody will have bad luck.
那只是改名字哦，改不了人的命运。
Merely changing your name cannot change your luck in life.
我们的命运不是用名字来决定的。
Our luck and our life is not decided upon your name.
我们的命运是我们跟神的关系来决定的。
Our life decides between our relationship with God.
像这些，如果我们在教会里面一直在讨论姓名学，哦，这个是真的，那个是真的，那个就是会使人真道混淆。
And if we talk about these fortune telling and superstitions among church, then you will confuse it with the truth.
所以在教会里面要嘱咐这些人不可谈论这些事情。
For Timothy, Paul urged Timothy not to talk about these among church members.
那到提摩太后书第二章的二十二节，要逃避少年人的私欲。
So therefore, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, it says to flee from the evil desires of youth.
怎么去逃避？
How do you flee?
要跟清心祷告的人一起来追求。
You must pursue it with those people who pray out of pure heart.
所以有个故事说，我们不能够阻止飞鸟从上面飞过去，你怎么去阻止？
There is a saying that you cannot stop the bird from flying overhead.
但是我们可以让飞鸟不会停下来筑巢。
But you can stop the bird from stopping above you and building a nest.
所以这个少年的私欲有时候好像一闪过去，这个常常会有。
So the evil desires of you sometimes flies by really quickly.
但是让少年的私欲停下来，私欲怀胎，这个就有问题。
If you allow that evil desire to linger and build a nest upon you, then that is a problem.
所以逃避少年的私欲就用祷告，祷告一多，圣灵充满，他就跑掉了。
Therefore, how do you flee from the evil desires of youth? You have pray. You have to pray. The more you pray, the more the Holy Spirit will fill you.
这是保罗对提摩太的吩咐。
So these were the commands from Paul to Timothy.
那在提摩太后书里面
，Second Timothy.
保罗告诉提摩太用人的原则。
Paul taught Timothy the principles of hiring workers.
二章十九节。
From chapter 2, verse 19.
二十节。
19 to 20. Verse 20. In the large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes and some for ignoble.
有钱人家有各种不同材料的器皿。
So in a big house, there are a lot of different articles made with different materials.
那金的最贵重。
Most expensive, obviously, being the gold.
瓦器的最便宜。
The ones made of clay are probably less expensive.
但是这个是人的观念。
But this is human perception.
但是神要用人呢，不是一般人认为他是金器，神就用他。
So when God chooses someone, God doesn't necessarily choose the gold.
在神看起来贵重的器皿是什么？
What are the expensive vessels in God's eyes?
21.
If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
就是要自洁脱离卑贱的事。
So a man must clean himself from evil things.
所以这个人是干净的器皿，在神面前，他就会变成贵重的。
As long as he cleanses himself to be a pure instrument, then he will be seen as noble in front of God.
即使泥土造的也会变成贵重。
Even if you are made with clay, you are precious to God.
所以保罗告诉提摩太，教会里面用人不是看他世俗的条件是不是金银铜铁这样。
Therefore, Paul tells Timothy that when you are choosing workers in the church, it doesn't matter what material they are made of, whether expensive or inexpensive.
教会里面用人是他有没有圣洁的生活。
The most important when you're choosing a holy worker is to see if this person lives a pure life.
可以不可以被神用，圣洁的神用。
To see whether this person is qualified to be used as the holy, to use by our holy master.
那在提摩太后书里面。
And in 2 Timothy,
就提到末世的危险。
Also talk about the dangers of the last days.
末世的危险最大的危险是什么？
What is the greatest danger we will see in the last days?
第三章的第二节一直念到第五节。
It is recorded in chapter 3, verse 2-4.
最大的危险就是道德堕落。
Most important is the corruption of morals.
还有信仰形式化。
在
第三节。
Neglect of faith.
就是有敬虔的外貌，但是里面没有敬虔的心呐。
Is to look faithful outwardly, but not have a faithful heart inwardly.
所以主耶稣还没有来之前哦，最大的危险是被魔鬼杀掉了。
So before the greatest danger before the last day is to be consumed by the devil.
哦，那要怎么来面对这个危险的日子
？And how can we face this danger of the last day?
三个条件。
Three criteria.
第十节，你已经服从我的教训，品性、志向、宽容、爱心、忍耐，就是要有榜样。
Verse 10, you must have a model.
哦，在教会里面要设立榜样。
Establish these models in church.
哦，所以使这些信徒有一个看见的榜样。哦，在末世就是跟谁一样就可以。
So the
就这样从跟他学习。
So the members will have someone a role model to look up to during the last days.
哦，这是第一个。
That's the first criteria.
那第二个，在危险的日子里面呢，要立志啊，要什么？有这个受苦的心。
Secondly, during sufferings, they must have a heart of endurance.
所以十二节。
So verse 12.
立志在基督里敬虔度日，都要受逼迫。
So in verse 12, if you indeed are determined to live a godly life, then you will be persecuted.
所以有时候我们在公司上班。
So sometimes when we are working in the world,
主会会不会有这个感觉？哎，我到底正常不正常？
I wonder if you feel this way. You will wonder if you are normal or not.
为什么会跑出这个问题？
Why would you think that way?
大家喝酒，你没有喝。
Because all your coworkers would be drinking, but you wouldn't.
大家抽烟，你没有抽。
Others would be smoking, but you wouldn't.
大家做的事，你没有做。
You don't do the things other people do.
哎，你到底正？自己就问我正常不正常
？You wonder if you're abnormal.
所以在末世要勇敢，如果跟圣经不同，勇敢就是不同。
So in the end times, be brave and courageous. If it is, if you are different from the others, then just be brave.
有时候很孤单。
Sometimes you may be lonely.
这个也是一种受苦。
That is a kind of persecution.
但是如果每件事情都要世界认同。
But if you want to, if you compromise, if you want the world to accept you,
那信仰就守不住了。
Then you cannot keep your faith.
所以有一些职业不适合守道。
So there are some positions in this world that are, that are not good for Christians.
那这样就不要去做那个职业，才不会进入试探。
Then just don't go into those occupations so that you will not enter into temptation.
这是第二个，要立志受苦。
So this is the second criteria. You have to be determined to be persecuted.
第三个
third criteria.
从十四节到十七节
verse 14 to 17.
就是要明白圣经
You must understand the Bible.
让我们有得救的智慧
So that you will have the wisdom of salvation.
所以我们所面对的事情千变万化
Because we face different a changing world.
但是如果我们明白道理
But if we have the knowledge of the truth,
我们发现对每一件事情看得很清楚。
Then we will see and discern things very clearly.
对错看得很清楚。
We can discern good from bad.
这样就不容易被迷惑。
And that way, it will be less likely for us to be tempted.
所以，怎么面对末世危险的日子
？So how do we face the end times?
第一个要有榜样。
Firstly, have a great role model.
第二个要有受苦的心。
Second, be determined to be persecuted.
第三，要从圣经来得到得救的智慧。
Thirdly, gain the wisdom of salvation from the Bible.
这是保罗对提摩太几个重要的勉励。
These are the important teachings from Paul to Timothy.
好，那接下去就到了提多书。
Continuing on, we are reading the book of Titus.
那提多书里面呢，是保罗对提多的一个勉励。
So, book of Titus is letter of encouragement from Paul to Titus.
也前面也是提到做监督啊，应该要怎么做。
So in the beginning, talks about how to be an overseer.
因为这个教会监督的职分，如果做得好，本身又有榜样，又真的去带领，教会会造就很大。
Because if the overseer does his job and is able to lead a congregation, then the church will prosper greatly.
那因为这个家庭也当榜样，所以教会里面会有一种无形的影响，正面的影响。
And if you are a great role model in your family, and same way, you will be a good role model in church.
所以诸位，我们当中啊，如果说啊，有人说我想要当长老，这是羡慕善功啊，不是骄傲。
So, Among you, if someone says, I want to be an elder, you are admiring the holy work and you are not being boastful.
那要怎么做?
And what should you do?
第一个,修身。
First of all, spiritually cultivate yourself.
齐家,家庭把它弄好。
Secondly, manage your family well.
第三个。
Thirdly,
在教会要有服事,要有榜样。
Then become a great role model in your servitude in church.
所以有一个目标也是好的。
It is great to have a goal.
那我们希望这里毕业的以后应该有人能够来承受神的托付。
So I hope those of you who have graduated from NTS, one day you will become responsible in God's work.
那提多书里面让你印象最深是哪一节?
So what is the most significant verse that you remember from the book of Titus?
三章五节，对。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
这个是要解释哪一节。提多书三章五节要解释哪一节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
对，同样三章五节，约翰福音三章五节。
Explains John chapter 3, verse 5.
那我们跟一般基督徒谈论，一定会提到约翰三章五节。
Every time we talk to other Christians, we will mention John chapter 3, verse 5.
人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
Without being born by the water and Holy Spirit, one cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我常常跟这个基督徒谈论他们就解释什么意思。
Every time I talk to other Christians, they'll explain.
常常听到从水生就是你从母亲的肚子里面羊水生出来叫从水生。
They'll say if you are reborn by the water, which means you come from your mother's womb.
但是如果这样解圣经就没有圣经根据了。
But if that's how you explain it, this has no biblical reference.
那提多书三章五节从水生就是重生的洗，就是洗礼。
So in Titus 3:5, it says that to be reborn of the water is the baptism.
那从圣灵生就是圣灵的更新。
And to be renewed is to be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
重生的洗要多久?
So how long does it take to be renewed by the Holy Spirit?
重生的洗要多久?
How long does it take?
重生的洗要多久?
For the rebirth.
两分钟就结束了, 对不对?
It only takes 2 minutes.
进去预备心洗礼就好了。
When you during baptism, just prepare your heart, and then you'll be washed.
就称义了，这白白的恩典。
And then you'll be righteous.
好，那圣灵的更新要多久
？How long does it take for the renewal of Holy Spirit to take place？
一辈子，对。
Your whole life.
那更新到最后的目标是什么
？What is your goal after your ultimate renewal？
最后的目标。
What is your ultimate goal？
更新以后的人会什么
？What happens after you have renewed yourself？
再来有主耶稣的样式。
Then you will bear fruits of the Holy Spirit, and then you will have the likeness of Jesus Christ.
这个就要我们的努力。
That you have to work hard towards.
所以得救要神的恩典，也要我们的努力。
So to be safe, you have to have the grace of God and also hard work from yourself.
所以天国是努力的人进去的。
So the kingdom of heaven is only for those who work hard.
那我们在这里就是在努力进天国。
And those among us, we are working hard.
那接下去腓利门书。
Let's go to Philemon.
腓利门书就是保罗写信求当时的教会能够接待阿尼西姆。
So a book of Philemon is when Paul during prison he wrote to the church of Philemon for them to accommodate Archippus and Apphia.
这是第十节
阿尼西姆。Chapter 10.
第十节 ，verse 10.
Verse 10.
Yeah.
Onesimus.
Yeah, 因为这个阿尼西姆大概本来是一个囚犯，后来拿了东西就逃走了。
Because he was probably convicted of robbery and he was probably imprisoned.
那后来得到真理受洗，归入主的名下。
And later he received the truth and he baptized and became a Christian.
所以保罗就写信求他们能够接纳他。
And therefore, Paul wrote the letter to the to Church of Philemon for them to accommodate him.
这是腓立门书。
And this is Philemon.
好，希伯来书。
Hebrews.
啊，希伯来书在讲什么？
What does Hebrew tell us about?
啊，希伯来书在讲基督超越一切。
Hebrew tells us that Christ surpasses everything.
啊，所以我们有提过，我们的信仰不是迷信。
We talked about how our faith is not superstition.
迷信没有办法解释。
There's nothing you cannot explain superstition.
但是我们的信仰是可以解释，而且道理是很深的。
But our church can be explained, and our truths are very deep.
好，那希伯来书第一个就提到主耶稣超越天使。
So first of all, Hebrew tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ surpasses all the angels.
哦，天使是很神作，服侍神的灵嘛。
Angels are in servitude to God.
主耶稣超越天使。
Jesus Christ surpasses their stature.
在第一章，第二章。
First, chapter two.
然后到第三章。
Chapter three.
主耶稣超越摩西。
And Jesus is greater than Moses.
摩西是律法的开始。
And Moses was the beginning of the law.
主耶稣超越他。
And Jesus Christ surpasses him.
那接下去呢？主耶稣超过当时的祭司，大祭司。
And also Jesus Christ surpasses the great high priest at the time.
这个到了第四章。
This is chapter four.
所以主耶稣非常伟大。
So Jesus Christ is indeed very great.
好，所以我们回来看第二节，第二章。
Go back to chapter two.
第一节跟第二节。
Chapter two, verse one and two.
这里说要郑重听见所听见的道理。
Here says we must pay more attention to what we heard.
第二节。
Second, verse two.
借着天使所传的话，就是摩西的律法是确定的。
For if the message spoken by angels was binding, so the words spoken by Moses.
凡是悖逆的都要受报应。
Those who were disobedient will receive punishment.
第三节，如果忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
How can we escape it if we ignore such great salvation?
因为这个救恩是主耶稣带来的。
Because the salvation is brought and announced by God.
主耶稣超越天使，超越摩西，超越祭司。
Salvation is brought by Jesus Christ, who surpasses the angels and Moses and the priests.
所以主耶稣来传的福音，如果不接受，这个罪就非常严重。
Because if you do not receive the salvation, then you are, you surely will be punished.
那虽然我们没有看到主耶稣第四节，他用神机骑士百般的异能、圣灵的恩赐来见证这个道理是从神来的。
So verse 4 is that even though we cannot see Jesus Christ, we have seen the signs and wonders and miracles, and it tells, and the Holy Spirit tells us that He is true.
所以主耶稣超越性了，就带给来证明他所传给我们的福音是好的，是完美的。
And therefore, Jesus Christ, He surpasses everything, and He proves to us that His word are truly great and beautiful.
他现在当大祭司。
And now He is the great priest.
在为我们祈求。
And he's interceding for us.
接下去就在提到新约比旧约好。
And then it talks about how the New Testament is more beautiful than the Old Testament.
因为新约所献的祭是主耶稣的宝血。
Because the sacrifice of the New Testament is the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
一次可以永远除罪。
And this this sacrifice was sacrificed once and for all.
新约的大祭司就是主耶稣本身。
And the great priest is Jesus Christ himself.
他站在神的右边带我们祈求。
And he's interceding for us on the right hand side of God.
新约比旧约好。
So the New Testament is better than the old.
那到希伯来书十一章就在提到信心是什么。
So Hebrews chapter 11 tells us what is faith.
信就是对所盼望的事情有把握。
And faith is being sure of what we hope for and be certain of what we cannot see.
然后对没有看见的事情有证据。
And this is to be certain of what we do not see.
那这个没有看见的事情，从时间来分，可以指着过去、现在、未来。
And in the time frame for those what we can see, it can be referring to the past, the present, and the future.
起初神创造天地，对不对？
In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
这个是谁写的？
Who has written this?
摩西写的，对。
It was written by Moses.
摩西有没有看过神创造天地？
Has Moses ever seen God create the heavens and earth?
有没有看过？他怎么知道神创造天地？
If he did not see with his eyes, how does he know?
就是神告诉他嘛。
Because it was inspired by God.
他相信，把它写下来。
And he believed, and he had written it down.
所以神就创造天地，就是这样。
And because God created heaven and earth, and that is a fact.
哦，所以啊，我信心就是对没有看见神创造天地，因为你相信他讲的话，你就信了。
And therefore, the faith is being certain of what we do not see. So we know that God has created heaven and earth, and that is the truth.
现在。
What about the present day?
神在带领我每一天的生活。
We know that God is guiding and leading us every single day.
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
如果相信，
If you believe that,
就不会忧愁。
Then you will not grieve.
因为神养活飞鸟，神养活百合，神也有养活我们。
Because God fed the birds and God takes care of the lilies and God will surely take care of us.
神看不见，因为有信心就会有平安。
You cannot see God, but because you have faith, then you will have peace.
那将来的事也看不见。
We cannot see what happens in the future.
天国谁看到？
Who can see the heaven?
谁看过？
Nobody has seen it.
没有人看过。
No one.
那你怎么知道有天国？
How do you know there's a heaven?
你相信就有了。
Because you believe and it is there.
圣经告诉我们天国，我们相信就有了。
Because the Bible tells us so, and then, therefore we believe.
所以信是对没有看见的事情感觉到有证据。
Therefore, having faith is to be certain of what we do not see.
那这个信心啊，会改变人的价值观。
And this faith will change our perceptions.
会改变人的人生目标。
It will change our values and the goals in our lives.
所以真的有信心啊，会改变很多。
So if you truly have faith, then a lot of change will go on.
我们常常啊，一般把信心跟什么连在一起
？What do we usually relate our faith to？
对，真耶稣教会常常把信心跟什么连在一起
？In True Jesus Church
啊，行为，还有
，We always relate faith to one thing，
跟神迹奇事连在一起，对不对
？We relate it to the miracles and visions。
有生病有信心祷告得医治。
Those who are sick with faith, they pray and they're healed。
但是如果我们从圣经看起来，信心不能够只把它定义在神迹奇事上。
However, we read from these scriptures, we will know that faith does not only count as those miracles that we can see。
因为如果信心只定义在神迹奇事上，每一天你生活很平安，就不需要信心了。
Because if faith is encompassed only the miracles, then if you live peacefully, then you don't need faith。
比方亚伯兰做例子。
Take Abraham for an example.
亚伯兰到迦南地以后，他的心去哪里
？After Abraham entered into Canaan, where did his heart go?
十一章啊，亚伯兰到迦南地以后，他的心在哪里
？Where did his heart go?
在哪里？我们来看十一章啊，在哪里
？So chapter 11.
Okay, 第九节。
Verse 9.
他因着信，就在所应许的地阔客居住帐篷，与同埋应许一样。第十节。
10.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、神所建造。这个有根基的城是什么
？So he looked forward to a city with foundations.
这是什么
？What was this？
天国。
This was heaven.
所以亚伯兰到迦南地，他已经向往天国。
When Abraham reached the land of Canaan, he was already looking forward towards heaven.
好，那这种信心带给他生活有什么改变
？And what did this faith? What kind of change did this faith brought onto his life？
第九节，带他生活有什么改变？应许之地做客人住帐篷。
Because he waited for his promised land, so he lived like a foreigner.
生活很简单了。
He lived like in a tent, so he lived a very simple life.
为什么？因为他家乡是在天国，所以地上生活是做客人呢
？Because he lived like a foreigner while in the world, because he looked towards heaven, his heavenly home.
比方说，我们有很多人坐飞机来，对不对
？For example, a lot of us took the plane to come here.
大概只有一个 carry on 吧，一个行李。有没有谁坐飞机带两个行李来的
？I'm sure most of you only brought a carry on.
那很少，带三个更少。
Did anyone bring more than three pieces of luggage？
那为什么你只带一个行李
？Why did you only bring one piece of carry on？
只有一个礼拜而已啊。
Because it's only for one week.
我又不是永远住下来。
I'm not coming here to stay forever.
所以做客旅行李就很简单了。
So as a guest, I will bring only a very minimal luggage.
所以如果真的对天国有信心
，But if you truly have faith towards heaven,
你的心已经定在那一点。
You have set your heart upon heaven.
生活就很简单了。
You can live a very simple life.
所以信心的表现就是生活很简单。
So in order to show your faith, you can see it from your very simple life.
这个就是要每一天的生活都要有信心。
Then you live day by day by faith.
那这个信心还有。
And what else comes from this faith?
摩西。
Moses.
摩西为什么舍弃地上的财宝？
How did Moses give up the inheritance of this world?
我们看答案在哪里？
Where can we find the answer? Verse 26. Why did he give up his inheritance in this world?
为什么？他想望要得的赏赐，那个赏赐在哪里？
Because he looked towards the greatest reward.
那个赏赐在哪里？
What was his reward?
在哪里？那赏赐在哪里？
Where was his reward?
在天国。
It was in his heavenly home.
那因为他有信心，所以地上这个王孙的地位王公的财产全部可以。
Because of this faith, he can give up all the riches of Egypt.
所以这个告诉我们了，生活如果有信心。
This tells us that if we have faith in our life,
我们可以为神牺牲很多。
We can give up a lot for our God.
为什么？因为相信我们的牺牲在天国神有更大的赏赐。
Why? Because we know that our sacrifice will be rewarded greatly in heaven.
所以信心不能够只定义在神迹奇事。
Therefore, our faith cannot only encompass miracles.
每一天的生活，即使我们很平安，都需要信心。
Every single day, even when we live in peace, we must have faith.
这样我们才能够活出一个真正荣耀神的生活。
This is how we can live a truly glorifying life.
好，那希伯来书以后。
What happens after Hebrews?
雅各书。
Book of James.
彼得前后书。
First and Second Peter.
约后一二三书。
John. First, Second, Third John.
这个在讲什么？
What are they talking about?
雅各书在讲信心与行为。
James talk about our faith and our deeds.
彼得前后书在讲盼望。
First and Second Peter talks about hope.
约翰一二书、一二三书在讲爱心。
First, Second, and Third John talks about love.
所以如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
And therefore, what remains are faith, hope, and love.
所以雅各书就讲信心。
Therefore, James talks about faith.
信心最具体的表现是什么？
What is the greatest action for faith?
行为。
By conduct.
所以用看得见的行为来表现我们看不见的信心。
So we act out our faith by the conducts people can see.
信心没有行为，就好像什么？雅各书里面哈，大家很熟的一句话。圣经没有行为，就好像什么
？Faith without deeds is dead.
好像身体没有灵魂。
It's like soul with, it's like a body without soul.
我们今天哈。你如果把钱放在银行，利息多少
？Today, if you put your money in the bank, how much interest do you get?
利息多少？大概不到1%啊，对不对
？You probably don't get 1%.
那如果有一个银行说，我保证你哦，你的银行、你的钱放在那里哦，利息20%，你会不会放
？If there's a bank that is willing to give you a 20% interest, would you save your money there?
是带保证，不会倒闭的。
They promise you.
我想你所有的什么连筹。退休的全部都挖出来。
If they guarantee, and then you'll probably put all your possessions into that bank.
对不对？信心会有行为嘛
？So faith.
好，那现在主耶稣保证我们。
So now Jesus has given us this guarantee.
怎么保证？变卖所有分给穷人，你就有财宝在天上。
He said that if you sell all you have and give it to the poor, then you will save up treasures in heaven.
我们有没有办法做得出来？
Are you able to do that?
有没有办法？
Are you able to?
很难啊，对不对？
It is indeed difficult.
为什么？信心不够。
Why? Because we don't have enough faith.
所以信心呢，跟行为有关系啊。
Therefore, our faith has to do with our conduct.
那用行为来表现信心。
We have to act out our faith with our deeds.
好。所以这个雅各书就是信心跟行为的关系。
So James talks about our faith and deed.
我们找一下雅各书里面讲在信上富足在哪里。
Let us find where Jacob, where Book of James talks about we are rich through our faith.
第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 5. Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom of promised? He promised who those who love him.
啊，这个给我们一个很大的啊盼望。
This gives us great hope.
神要叫我们在信上富足。
God has a promise to make us rich in our faith.
谁最富足？
Who is the richest man?
谁最富足？
Who is the richest man?
啊，信耶稣的最富足。
Those who believe in Jesus Christ.
啊，那这个怎么讲？
How can you explain this?
第一个。
Firstly.
恩典富足。
You will be wealthy in your grace.
充充满满，有恩典，有真理，是不是？
You will have abundant grace.
哦，所以我们常常见证，讲不完的见证，每年来又有新的。
So we have endless testimonies. Every year we hear new testimonies.
只要我们追求，就有新恩典。
As long as we pursue after, we get new blessings.
第二个。
Secondly.
神性上富足。
We will be wealthy in our spirituality.
神性。
In our godliness.
啊。这就是彼得后书讲哈，在神的性情有份。
Second Peter tells us that we will have a part with Jesus Christ.
Taker of divine nature 啊，哦，就跟神的性情有份。
We will be the taker of divine nature.
就是我们会变化更新，把神的本性表现出来。
Then we will renew. We will be renewed. Then we will have God's likeness.
所以没有信主，只有罪性控制，但是信主有神性的表现。
So before we believe in Christ, we all we have to take care of is sin. But after believing in Christ, we have godliness with us.
啊，第三个，来世富足。
Thirdly, we will be wealthy in our next life.
在天国要发光像太阳。
We will beam like the sun in heaven.
所以最富足的是谁？
So who is the wealthiest man?
最富足的是谁？
Who is the wealthiest man?
就是你跟我嘛，信主。
You and I, those who believe in Christ.
所以我们信耶稣，不要一直表现上能觉得很可怜。
So as believers of Christ, let us not look very pitiful.
我们是神的王子。
We are the prince of God.
我父亲是天上的神。
Our father is king in heaven.
我是富足的。
I am wealthy.
不要在外邦人面前让人觉得很同情啊！你信耶稣信到这样。
Do not let others pity you.
要活出神的荣耀。
Must live out the glory of God.
好，彼得前这个是雅各书。
So this is the book of James.
好，彼得前后书。
First and Second Peter.
好，这个彼得前书啊，一个最重要的关键是什么？活泼的盼望。
What is the theme of First Peter? It is a lively hope.
啊，那个是什么
？What is a lively living hope? Verse four.
不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，存留在天上的基业。
It's something that never perish, spoil, or fade. It is kept in heaven.
那因为有这个盼望，
because we have this hope.
所以从第二章、第三章、第四章、第五章，就是在讲受苦。
Different from chapter 2, 3, 4, and 5, it talks about suffering.
怎么受苦？
How do you suffer?
要把神的道行出来，就要受苦。
If you want to live out God's words, then you will suffer.
在社会上，
suffer in the world.
在家庭里面，
suffer at home.
在教会里面，
suffer at church.
啊，要行神的道，要受苦。
In order to live out God's words, you will suffer.
为什么可以受苦？
How can you suffer?
因为我们有一个活泼的盼望。
Why is it that you can suffer? Because you have a living hope.
那受苦的结果就是在天上换取荣耀。
What is the result of your suffering? It is that you will be rewarded glorious. You will be rewarded gloriously in heaven.
那如果我们没有盼望，你受苦就受苦下去了。
If we do not have hope, then you cannot endure your sufferings.
哦，所以彼得前后书在讲，彼得前书在讲什么？
So first Peter tells us about
因为有活泼的盼望所引起的一种另外形态的生活方式。
Because of our living hope, we can have a different format of life.
就是为着行神的道来牺牲奉献。
That is to sacrifice ourselves in order to act out the deeds and words of God.
那彼得后书。
Second Peter.
彼得后书里面有一节非常重要的一节。
Second Peter has a very important verse.
第一章第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.Chapter 1, verse 4. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
这里说神将又宝贵又极大的应许给我们。
So here God says that he has given us this very great, precious promise.
那个宝贵是什么？
What is this precious thing?
钱买不到的。
It cannot be bought by money.
这个叫做宝贵。
Cannot be bought.
那什么叫做又极大的应许？
What is this very great promise?
这世界上找不到。
It is something you cannot find in this world.
主耶稣要给我们是钱买不到的，世界上找不到的。
So what God has promised is something you cannot buy with money and you cannot find in this world.
那是什么？
What is it?
跟神的性情有份。
It is to have part in the divine nature of God.
所以我们信耶稣，虽然我们一直在见证神的恩典，然后这个地上有很多的体验。
So even though we believe in Jesus, we often testify about our experiences in this world.
但是最宝贵的不是地上这些物质上的祝福。
But no, the most important and precious thing is not all our blessings in this world.
最宝贵的是跟神的性情有份。
The most precious thing is to have a part in God's divine nature.
使我们改变，会有神的形象，跟主耶稣一样。
So that we can change and transform into the likeness of God's divine nature.
那这样的生活会有什么不同？
And what would this do to our life?
第八节最后一句话。
Verse 8.
不至闲然不结果，就说这样的生活跟神的性情有份，追求以后就会结果子，就是生活当中会有实际很好的表现。
And verse 8, then you will not be lazy and you will not be unproductive.
跟主耶稣一样。
You will be just like Lord Jesus Christ.
真的，我们的生命可以造就人，荣耀神。
And truly our life will be edifying to others and to glorify God.
第二个。
Secondly,
如果我们跟追求跟神的性情有份
and if we do participate in God's divine nature,
第十节就永远不会失脚，就不会跌倒。
In verse 10, it says that we will never fall.
信仰就可以一直走下去。
We can stand firm in our faith and walk on.
第三个
Thirdly,
如果我们追求跟神的性情有份
if we pursue after the participation in God's divine nature,
就要丰丰富富进天国。
Then we will enter into heaven abundantly.
在天国有满有荣耀。
And we will be glorified in heaven.
所以我们非常值得追求就是跟神的性情有份。
Therefore, this is something we indeed have to pursue after, is to have the divine nature, participation in God's divine nature.
约翰一二三书。
First, second, and third John.
最主要是在讲爱。
Most importantly, talks about love.
因为爱，所以我们能够一直在成长。
Because of love, we can continue to grow.
使我们能够活在神的同在里面。
We can continue to live in God's abidance.
那因为时间已经到了我们就到这里结束。
Because we have used up our time, we will end here.
一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.